Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. The 2026 Alavan TT races are fast approaching and recently we've been speaking with riders and officials ahead of the latest racing fortnight. In this episode of the Manx Radio Sportscast, I've been speaking with someone who needs no introduction, 23-time TT winner John McGuinness. Already a legend in motorcycle racing, 2026 is another landmark year for McGuinness as he celebrates 30 years of racing on the Snaefell Mountain Course. So, what are some of his greatest memories to date, and how does he describe his journey in the sport so far? I recently sat down with the man himself to find out more. So John, 2026 marks 30 years of racing on the mountain course as well, and plenty of success during that time as well. 30 years, still going strong. It's been some ride so far, hasn't it?
It's been an amazing journey, yeah. Loved every second of it. Yeah, sort of, I can't believe it's sort of the journey that keeps giving, if that makes sense, you know what I mean? I thought I'd be well finished by now. I thought, I'm 54, no chance. But still hanging in there, really, and still super enjoying it. I still get to ride some of the best bikes on the planet, in one of the best teams on the planet, with some good people, you know, who support me, and, you know, my family and everybody else, they're all 100% behind me. So, yeah, why not? We'll carry on doing it while we can. You know, a few bumps and scrapes along the way, you know, and a few ups and downs and that, and a few, you know, it's made me cry, it's made me laugh, it's hurt me a few times and that, but to be still here, current, and getting my leg over the most, you know, some of the quickest bikes in the world, I'm just humbled, really, yeah, but no, enjoying it.
And obviously, broad question, I guess, but obviously, you know, what are the biggest things would you say, especially with regards to the TT, what are the biggest things that have changed for you and the things around you over those 30 years?
I mean, you know what, it's a good question, and it's never really knowing the right thing to say, really, because it's still dangerous, it's still hard, it's still all the hardware around the track, those walls have been there since 1821 or whatever, and, you know, it's still that's really not changed, but the organization's changed better. The riders have more of a voice now. You know, we're not riding in the damp, we're not riding in the rain. And some people might say that's wrong or right, some whatever you think about it, but it's, you know, it's dangerous to be out there in the mist and wet and stuff. So, especially on these modern bikes, you know, the paddock's changed, the professionalism's changed, the TT Plus, it can follow us around live, and, you know, that's amazing, I think, you know. And so, yeah, the coverage of it all has got better and better. And the speeds are higher and higher, the bikes are faster and faster. But, the actual grassroots of it hasn't really changed much. But, hard one to answer. But, you know, I'm just glad it's still going. I'm so glad we can still do it. You know, we can still come to this magic island and play on bikes for a couple of weeks.
I'm probably going to throw another sort of slightly difficult question at you, because obviously you've probably been asked so many times over the years, what have been your biggest highlights so far? If you had to pick out a couple, what would they be and why?
First win. Got to be first win. 99, two-stroke. For a lot of reasons. I always wanted to win one. It was my dream to win a TT. It was when I was a child, I wanted to win one. Best bike, best team again. Battered them really that day in 99. Didn't know what to say after the race. And then 2007, first 130. I'm 15. Got to be 15. Probably my finest hour. Short race, four laps. You know, outright lap record from a standing start. Lap two, outright lap record. And probably going to be my last ever win round here. It was a long time ago, 11 years ago. But I'll never forget it. That, you know, that feeling of probably a little bit of disbelief, to be honest, going in. Coming down the mountain on the last lap, I couldn't actually believe I was going to win my seventh senior TT. But yes, you said a couple, I'll give you three there. So it's I've been in such a lucky position where I've won a few, and they're all really, really special. But yeah, first win, 07, centenary year, 15, finest hour.
But you say that as well, as in your words, maybe probably, you know, maybe your last win or whatever, but you're still putting in fast times out there, you know, like say you're turning 54, but you're putting in some of the quickest pace you've ever done at the TT as well. And I think, was it Donington during testing, you put your fastest ever lap in round there as well. So, you know, where does that come from? Where's the mix between, I suppose, you know, the enjoyment and the bike itself, that you're still right at the sharp end in that sense?
Yeah, PBs in Spain, testing PBs at Donington, like you say. Last year, my fastest ever six laps. Is it a big word, this? Cumulative, is that the right word? So, time. So I still think that I'm riding within my limits. Even when I was sort of winning, I always felt like I had a little bit left. But I can't go any... I can't lift... I used to be able to pull a rabbit out of the hat now and again, but now I can't really go any faster than I'm comfortable with. And my comfortable pace, if I sneak into a high 132, I think that's really, really good for me. But it's super strange to be in a team where the team don't put me under any pressure. I know I'm sort of wafting on a bit now, but teams don't put you under pressure, but you feel pressure as a rider. But I don't feel that pressure anymore.
You hold those standards to yourself.
I go out on a ride. They say, go and do your best. Enjoy yourself, John. You know, you're doing a great job for Honda. Great ambassador for the sport. Great ambassador for the team. I go out. I don't have any pressure on me. I go out, ride. If I'm in the top six, for me, that's a great thing. If I got on the podium again, that would be the absolute icing on the cake. Especially when I've had a deal with the team that I have to do a nude streak down the prom. So that could be a night in a cell in Douglas, which won't be great. But I'll run the risk of a streak if we actually get there. But yeah, I mean, at this stage in my I'm not gonna say career, I hate that word, in my, you know, journey, that I just want to be safe, enjoy it, and when that day stops, you know, I'll hang my boots up and hand the bike over to somebody else if they're fast enough.
So you've already answered my next question. I was going to say, is the nude streak still on if you make a podium? But there we go. If the bet still stands, the bet still stands. But not just on the racing side of things, but of course over the last few years as well, you've taken on an ambassadorial role in Honda as well. And also as well, there's lots of riders that have come through that I'm sort of been chewing your ear off every year for bits of advice, bits of wisdom, I guess, as well. So how have you adapted to that over the years, as well as not just being a competitor, but almost being a mentor to some people?
I really enjoy that side of it. You know, I mean, the most successful TT rider on the planet, Michael Dunlop, was my teammate in 2013. We spent a lot of time together. We travelled around together, travelled the world together doing world endurance. And it's been fantastic to see him, like, evolve into the greatest TT rider in the world. I mean, the bugger took... I mean, I had a few little accolades, and he nicked my last one. I had 47 podiums, so he's pinched that one. Sod. But, you know, Connor Cummins, my teammate. I've had Hutch's teammates, who's won 16 TTs. I've had, you know, Cameron Donald's a teammate who won TT. You know, I've just had some great... And I'm not going to hold anything back. I can't tell lies, me. I have to be honest with these guys who are doing that, because it's so dangerous, and they need help at times, you know. And like Dean at the minute, we've got Dean flying, you know. He won two TTs last year, and he's in a really sweet spot. And, you know, I'd like to think I was part of that one piece of his jigsaw that's making him successful. So, you know, I had my turn, I had my goal, and it was for a long, long period of time, and I had some fantastic results. And like I say, they're still pretty good now, but, you know, I just want to see lads go fast. I want to see lads push the boundaries. I want to see lads win. Spend a lot of time with David Todd, you know, and Toddy comes to my house and we do a bit of training together, a bit of mountain biking together, a bit of messing about, and just, he's a happy guy and wants to do it for the right reasons, because he loves riding his motorcycle. So, you know, if I can give him 5% to make him better, I'm happy with that. And, you know, it's such a delicate sport that some of the guys need help, you know.
And just two more questions. One of those on the evolution of the TT during your career as well. As we've already mentioned, you know, a lot of things have changed both on and off the course over time as well. With regards to how things have changed, because obviously next year as well, the TT goes into its 120th year. And coming back to a sort of a point you made before, is like, you know, how good is it that an event like this has evolved over time and is still going in a world that has changed and views have changed around motorsport and particularly road racing?
It's brilliant, isn't it? I love it. I mean, the Isle of Man might be, probably get shot now, but it might be backwards 20 years and into some of the rest of the world. But you hold the best race, the most exciting race. The you know, it's like a amazing little jewel in the Irish Sea that other people are understanding now, which is nice. You know, we've got a Hollywood movie being made about it, you know. So you got A-listers interested in it, you know. There's so many people love the TT that you don't realise. You know, I'm friendly with Gordon Ramsay, Keanu Reeves, all these people have sent me messages about my 30 years and stuff like that. So we've got some big hitters that love it, you know. So it's amazing that it's so strong. And you can't get through two World Wars, C-Strike, foot and mouth, bloody COVID, it's had everything chucked at it, but it's still strong as ever, and we all look forward to it, we all love it. And I travel all over the world. Well, I sound like flipping Judith Chalmers there, if you remember her, but I do travel a lot, and the TT comes up a lot, and everybody's, you know, intrigued in it and ask the questions about it and stuff. So it's so strong, and it's the best thing in the world to see, and you need to experience it to actually understand how amazing it is, you know.
Just finally as well, so as I mentioned, you know, 30 years already on the mountain course, you know, still going, more to come. If you had some advice to give to yourself, as you have been now with all this success, all this experience, if you had some advice to give to yourself, that version of you back in 1996 lining up for the first time, if you could go back in time and tell that John McGuinness anything, some words of wisdom, what would they be?
Ooh, what a curveball question. Belter, that's a belting question. You could go on forever, you know. I mean, I was hard on the clutch in the 2004 senior. I should have won that race, but you know, there's probably not a lot. I mean, I'm pretty unique because I've managed to sort of steer my ship along my way. You know, the TT, you don't get a handbook to do a TT. A lot of short circuits, very same. You know, the styles, leg trailing now in MotoGP. But TT is an internal thing, an inside thing where you evolve yourself. So, I mean, I wouldn't change much. I wouldn't change anything really. I think I've extracted the best of myself here. I've extracted the best I could, and I've enjoyed apart from a couple of little bumps in a row with a few of my mates I've lost over the years, obviously, that you'd sort of push into the dustbin in the back of a road racer's brain that not anybody else in the world has, that you just have a rubbish bin that you put it in. I think that I wouldn't... No, I'd just be like, go on, lad, get on with job, and I think that... I think we've done a decent job, to be fair. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. Actually, just one very quick final question onto my final question, because people will just want to know generally. We're not entertaining any talk of retirement in the near future, are we?
No, not retirement, no. I mean, I hate that word, retirement, because I think you always sound a bit of a dick, because you sort of... So many people have packed in and they start again, you know. You're not retiring because I haven't had a job. In my eyes, I've just been this best place in the world. I'll say best job. It's not a job. Does that make sense? You know, it's not like I've worked down pit all my life and I've got a carriage clock when I retire and I've disappeared. You know what I mean? I'm not retiring because I've not had a job. It's just been amazing, amazing fun. So I'll, you know, when we take a back step out of it, you know, I won't make any announcements. I can go and play around the classic TT for another 5-6 years. I can go and do Goodwood Revival or whatever. I can, you know, other little avenues will open. I'll stay involved in the sport. I'll keep involved in the industry.
Open and shut answer, is it?
No, I've got a bit of value in the sport, I think. But I mean, there's going to come a point where I can't ride them big bikes because they're a handful, mate. They're a handful. You know, these bikes nowadays are terrifying. But at the minute, no, I'm going to keep my head down. I'm going to keep focused on the job. Make sure I hit all my apexes, enjoy it, and then when the time comes, we'll hang the boots up for a bit.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.